Now, would you see Shatta's, claim that he's going to ban churches or a particular church as disrespectful or challenging the prophet? I mean, this you can answer this question or not.
That is so disrespectful, my brother.
Pardon? What did you say?
In my opinion, that'd be overly disrespectful. In my opinion, that is too disrespectful to say you go ban down churches. That means that you're going beyond the prophecy to ban churches. And when you ban churches, what happens? You're killing people. If there are people in the church before you burn it at the time, even if there are no people in the church before you burn it, remember that you're burning somebody's property, the house of God. That means you're taking it beyond the prophecy. You know what I mean? So it's the way you react to things that show your shows. It matters. It matters the way we react to stuff, because you must have plenty of things we had to manage to react well, because that be what will show what you're made of. You see me?
Yeah.
So to say go bend down churches, yeah, the long thing.
It'd be long.
You know, the
well,
he can't bend down any church. He can't. If he bend down the churches, that means the people in the church too, they go rise. You know what I'm saying? Because you wouldn't want, you know what I mean? It'd be like if they go bend somebody in your house, then it'd be the house of God. So what if God rises against you?
Wow.
You know what I mean? And what if the members too rise against you? Because you know, it'll be the members say the prophecy. Neither did the edifice.